AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. We're learning more about the discovery of what's believed to be the gunman who shot at vehicles on I-75 in Kentucky earlier this month, wounding five. Haya Panjwani has the latest.
It was a married couple who discovered remains that authorities believe were a man who opened fire on a Kentucky highway. The couple says the community's concerns led them to spend days in rugged terrain looking for the shooter. Kentucky State Police credited Fred and Sheila McCoy with helping investigators find what they believed are the remains of Joseph Couch.
Oh my goodness gracious. It was gross. It's horrible.
That audio is courtesy of Sheila and Fred McCoy. The McCoys filmed in dense woods after they saw vultures in the air. Sheila said she could smell a foul odor. Teams of searchers have covered tens of thousands of forest land acres since the shooting. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel and Hezbollah exchanged strikes today as the militant group's leader vowed to retaliate for the deadly attacks on the group's communication devices. Hassan Nasrallah saying it crossed a red line. At least 37 people killed across Lebanon, some 3,000 wounded. Israel's defense minister says Hezbollah will pay an increasing price as Israel seeks to return residents to homes near the Lebanon border. Fresh economic data, home sales fell in August despite falling mortgage rates and more homes on the market. Alex Vega has the latest rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.09%. That's the lowest it's been since early February 2023.
And unemployment
claims fell
last week.
The Labor Department says there were 219,000 applications for jobless benefits, down 12,000 from a week prior. In all, roughly 1.8 million Americans are collecting the benefits. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In delayed jubilation on Wall Street over the Fed's interest rate cut, the S&P jumped 1.7% to a new high. The Dow up 1.3%, also a record. And the Nasdaq climbed 2.5%. This is AP News. Refugees in New Hampshire turning to farming for an income and a taste of home.
At a farm in Dunbarton, New Hampshire, you'll meet people like Sylvain Bukasa from Congo.
I decide to, you know, just go somewhere where it's a little bit safer.
They now run their own small businesses, selling crops to local markets as well as to friends and connections in their ethnic communities. Ashley Youssef from Somalia has harvested
kale, color green, broccoli, acorn, squash.
The farm is owned by director Tom McGee's nonprofit, the Organization for Refugee and Immigrant Success.
They can kind of bring themselves into the community and belong and really participate kind of in the American dream.
Bukasa says he makes a good income.
But I have to work on the marketing. And the marketing is tough.
His dream is to one day buy his own farm with a couple of acres of land. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.